This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
It's already been around 1 week since Ramadan started. But nevertheless, many of us are still complaining that our hearts are not really in gear. I mean, yeah, sure, we're doing all the physical stuff, but annoyingly, we're still not feeling it inside. The heart is not engaged at all, even, somebody may say. What's going on? What's the problem? Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah identifies one possible reason for such coldness towards worship and Allah. What does he say? He says, إِذَا لَمْ تَجِدْ لِلْعَمَلِ حَلَاوَةً فِي قَلْبِكَ وَانْشِرَاحًا فَاتَّهِمْهُ. If you fail to experience the sweetness of worship and the sense of inner expanse during it, then you have to point the finger of blame to your worship. He says, فَإِنَّ رَبَّ شَكُورٌ. Because Allah is grateful. He says, meaning, He will reward a person in this world for his actions through the peace of heart and the sense of sweetness and incredible joy after worship and during worship. He said, but since these feelings are absent, then it means that the act of worship itself is tarnished by something. Allah is grateful. He has to reward you. But you're not feeling the reward. It means the good deed itself must be deficient, tarnished. There is a barrier that is blocking the heart from tasting the joy of worship. And that barrier is what? Is sins. Try to pinpoint that barrier with brutal and immediate honesty. Is it my insincerity? Is it my self-admiration? Is it how I appear in public, both online and offline? Could it be, for example, my fallout with such and such that I haven't mended yet? Is it my finances that's hampering me? What is it? Is it maybe envy that's eating me up inside? Maybe it's my deplorable relationship with mum and dad. Maybe it's my secret sinful habits. Maybe it's my arrogant feeling inside that I don't actually have that many sins to worry about. What is it? Pinpoint it. It's there somewhere. And it just needs to be tracked down. Wuhayb ibn Ward, he was asked the question, can a person who insists upon sins experience the sweetness of worship? What did he say? He said, La, wala man ham. No, not even the person who intends to sin, who considers the sin, he will struggle with the sweetness of worship. Subhanallah. It's clear, isn't it? It's obvious. The same way that an ill body may struggle to enjoy the good flavors of a meal, similarly, a heart that is ill with sins will cause a person to struggle to enjoy the sweetness of worship. And tracing those sins is hard, I know, and tackling them is even harder, but it is a must. And the good news is that it will only be a matter of time before your soul surrenders to your wishes and becomes as you please, and as Allah pleases, and even better you will feel the sweetness of worship. Abu Zayd, he said, مَا زِلْتُ أَسُوقُ نَفْسِي إِنَ اللَّهِ وَهِيَ تَبْكِي حَتَّى أَسُوقْتُهَا وَهِيَ تَضْحَكُ. I continue dragging my soul by force to Allah, whilst it cried, it was suffering, until it finally surrendered to me, and it came with me to Allah, smiling. What better time to address this, brothers and sisters, then Ramadan. Trace it, tackle it, and then just enjoy what comes next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you and I to taste the sweetness of Iman.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.